William Rockefeller's original miracle oil survived until quite recently as a concoction called Nujol, consisting principally of petroleum and peddled as a laxative, wrote Eustace Mullins. Nujol was manufactured by a subsidiary of Standard Oil of New Jersey called Stanco, whose only other product, manufactured on the same premises, was the famous insecticide Flit. Along with the previously documented business alliances between Standard Oil and IG Farben, Standard Oil Vice President Frank Howard also served as chairman of the research committee at Sloan Kettering Institute, today known as the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the New York City-based cancer center built in 1939 on land donated by John D. Rockefeller Jr. and financed by the Rockefeller family. According to the center's literature, it has long been a leader in cancer surgery, chemotherapy, and radiotherapy. It was the first to develop services specifically dedicated to the psychiatric aspects of cancer, to the relief of cancer pain, and to genetic counseling. Howard, in addition to maintaining relations between Nazi IG Farben and Standard Oil, represented Rockefeller interests with the firm of Röhm & Haas, still one of the world's largest suppliers of specialty chemicals. Current company literature states, from maintaining the freshness in fruits and vegetables to purifying antibiotics, we help customers create products that enhance the way of life for people around the world. Today, Röhm & Haas extends to the far corners of the earth, with sales in more than 100 countries. According to Mullins, the American College of Surgeons maintained a monopolistic control of U.S. hospitals through its Hospital Survey Committee, with members Winthrop, Aldrich, and David McAlpine Pyle representing the Rockefellers. In 1909, John D. Rockefeller Sr. extended his reach into the southern states by a $1 million donation to establish the Rockefeller Sanitary Commission, dedicated to eradicating hookworm disease. Despite its philanthropic goals, the Rockefeller Sanitary Commission required financial contributions from each of the 11 southern states in which it operated, resulting in the creation of state departments of health in those states and opening up important new spheres of influence for their drug trust, wrote Mullins. The physician who served as director of the Rockefeller Sanitary Commission during World War I was Dr. Olin West, a primary figure in the creation of the Tennessee State Department of Health. West went on to become a top executive for 40 years at the American Medical Association. The Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research is now Rockefeller University.